Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, the one that we worship this day, the foundation of the church. Amen. Let us pray as we consider the word of God. We pray, Lord, ever open our ears and open our minds and open our hearts that we might receive your word. May our hearts be very fertile ground for the seed of your word, that it would work in us and produce great faith in us, understanding. Give us special assurance and confidence in Christ today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are in the middle of the post-Pentecost season, the dog days of summer we're entering. We think of the Holy Spirit this time of the year. The Spirit is the wind of Pentecost, the wind that gives us faith. He's the fire that would enlighten our minds and give us great zeal for our Lord. The Spirit is our counselor who would teach us. He does that in the Word of God and teaches us of Jesus. The Spirit is the dove that came at Jesus' baptism, proclaiming peace through Jesus. He's the oil that consecrated the kings and priests of the Old Testament. And today in the epistle from Ephesians 1, we learn the Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of our inheritance. And that struck me. We all like guarantees, warranties, good deals. We hear about a good deal, some kind of guarantee of something. What is it? Where's the fine print? Is it really true? Could it really happen for me? And at the end of the epistle, Paul writes about the Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. Let me speak about the Spirit as a guarantee and talk about how this is the best guarantee we could ever get. The best deal we're ever going to get. It's offered today. Whether you want to believe it or not, it is. And as we ponder the Spirit as a guarantee of our inheritance, I want to talk about what is guaranteed. Do I even want this guarantee? And what's actually guaranteed? Because there's a lot of things that are guaranteed to us that we don't want anyway. And then secondly, how long does the guarantee last? And thirdly, who is guaranteeing it? That's always important because you often don't trust the person who makes a guarantee to you. So first of all, what actually is guaranteed by the Spirit? Well, what is guaranteed is our inheritance, which is heaven. Anybody here want to go to heaven? You have a guarantee of your inheritance as a child of God in baptism, and that is your home in heaven. The pearly gates you're in through, the gold streets you walk on, the diamond city, the river of life, being with God forever and seeing the face of God, having a new body that's resurrected, that's immortal, glorious, and all-powerful, with no suffering, no death, no beheadings, no persecution, no pain, none of that. Being with saints and angels forever, it never ends. In paradise, the new Garden of Eden, all that is ours in Christ by baptism, and that's what the Holy Spirit guarantees. It's not, I hope so, it could be true, maybe it's true, wishful thinking, pie in the sky, I don't know. No, it's guaranteed. And so may we have great joy and confidence. I've said before, I always dislike it when I visit a shut-in or someone dying, and I talk about heaven, and they say, well, I hope I'm going there, Pastor. Don't say you hope you're going there. You're going there. You're a Christian. You're baptized. Here's the body and the blood of the risen Lord to guarantee it. You have the Holy Spirit. It's not some maybe 50-50, maybe 75-25. I might make it. You're going to make it by the power of God. So don't be afraid and don't doubt. So what is guaranteed is the best thing we can ever get. There are a lot of things I mentioned that can be guaranteed or some special deal we don't even want. An example. I guess McDonald's this past week or whenever had a deal. Buy one smoothie, get a second smoothie for free. And so my beloved wife who likes smoothies sent me, go get me a mango pineapple smoothie and you get the type of smoothie you want. So I'm in line at McDonald's in the drive-thru, and I'm waiting a while because it's kind of long. I guess everybody's getting on this deal of smoothies. And I think to myself as I come up to the window to order, the little thing to order, and I say, Pastor Busher, you don't even like smoothies. So forget the smoothie. I just want a hamburger and make it a Big Mac or two, too. Where's the 2 for $2 Big Mac deal or whatever they have sometimes? But I did get a strawberry banana smoothie, and I think I drank half of it and threw the rest of it away. It's a great deal, smoothies! Well, I don't like them, so it's not a great deal for me. And so you can make one example after another. It's a great deal, but I don't want that. I don't care about that. It's not for me. Is heaven for you, friend? You want to go to heaven? You want your inheritance? Or is that just for special select people? I think we all want to go to paradise, our inheritance. What's guaranteed makes it the best guarantee. Secondly, how long is the guarantee? This is important. I think the smoothie deal might have lasted, 2 or 3 days? I don't know. And nor do I care. But how long does this last? This guarantee of our inheritance? A day? A week? Could we squeeze 2 weeks out of God with this deal? Maybe a couple months? You know, with a car deal, they may give you a year warranty or whatever, or in a house, 5 years, 10 years on some warranty. Although you better read the fine print, because it may not have under warranty what they say they have under warranty, and then, oh no, it didn't really work. That's how it is with the fine print. How long is this guarantee? Well, it's been going on the last 2,000 years at least. Jesus lived, Jesus died for our sins, Jesus rose again. It is finished in Jesus, the forgiveness of sins for everyone, anyone who's ever lived. It's there, eternal salvation for all. And then Jesus pours out the Holy Spirit 50 days after Easter to give faith, to give forgiveness, to apply it all to us. And the Spirit's been guaranteeing this for 2,000 years since He came on that first Pentecost. And really before that for the Old Testament saints too. The Bible says, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of God's favor. You have it today. You heard the absolution today. I didn't say tomorrow you'll be forgiven. I said today, right now you're forgiven. You get the gospel today in your ears. You get communion today, not just tomorrow or some other. You get it right here. The body and blood of the crucified risen Lord for your forgiveness today. It's right here today. We have it every Wednesday, every Sunday, all the time we have this guarantee of eternal life. And because it's been going on for 2,000 years, we tend to take it for granted. Ho-hum, I get to go to church. Ho-hum, you get to go to church. Ho-hum, I can hardly get myself out of bed. When you have the guarantee of forgiveness and salvation and eternal life by the gift of the Spirit here, how dare we cheapen the grace of God with our utter laziness? How long does it last? Up until when we die? Or until the Lord returns. If you haven't been baptized, be baptized. Have your young ones baptized. Believe. Come to the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't wait around. Lasts forever. I went to Popeye's Chicken the other day, and I got a really good deal at Popeye. I didn't like the smoothie deal, so a little later, Tom did some work around, and what do we have for supper? And Tom said, go get some Popeyes. So I go to Popeyes to get a family feast, about 8 pieces of chicken, some sides, about $25. And I go through the drive-thru and give him my Discover card, and the lady does the thing with the Discover card. It doesn't work. All right, what did my wife buy that I'm not aware of? She didn't buy anything. Did it again. It doesn't work. I said, I just bought gas. It works. Works everywhere else. And then the manager comes and says, oh, we don't take Discover card. We're going to have it soon, but we don't take it right now. And I said, oh, that's the only card I have. Bummer. Then she said, it's on us today. And I said, really? A family feast? $25 for the chicken you're going to pay for just because I don't have any of the cards in the Discover card? Yes, it's on us. We should have Discover card working for us, but it's on us. And she said, be sure to come back. And I thought to myself, well, when I come back, do I get the same deal? And I'm sure they took a picture of this fat guy saying, don't ever give him chicken for free again. He already got 8 pieces for free. We all know that was a one-day deal. I go back today, I'm not going to get the same deal. You pay, buddy, and get the cash if you only have a Discover card. And there's a lot of deals like that. They last a day, a week, here, there, and then they're over. This deal of forgiveness of salvation is forever until the Lord returns. or until you die, and then you enter your inheritance. Not a bad thing. And then finally, who is actually offering this guarantee to us of our inheritance? And the who is not Paul Buscher, the who is not the church, the who is God Himself through the preaching of the church. The who is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You can't trust a lot of people to make guarantees and warranties and deals with you. Are they trustworthy? Are they really going to do what they say they're going to do? A lot of people break promises and don't do what they say they're going to do. But can you trust your God who says this? I think you can trust your God. I know you can trust your God. God doesn't lie. And after Adam and Eve sinned, God promised and promised a Savior for year upon year upon year. He promised a Savior is going to come. He sent prophets like Amos that we read about, and Hosea and Joel and Isaiah and Ezekiel. He sent one after another, John the Baptist, to say, the Savior is coming, the Savior is coming, the Savior is coming. And then God did it. He didn't just talk, He did it. Jesus was born in Bethlehem for us. He lived the perfect life that we cannot live. He died on the cross to take away all the sins of the world and your sins and mine too. He rose again on Easter. It's done, He said, it's finished. And then He gives us the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit indwells us in baptism and is with us right now, indwelling the Christian. And God does all that for us. And you think God's not going to get us to heaven? Why would God waste His time with all this if He's not going to actually get us to heaven? What kind of God do we have? Just kidding! I did all that stuff, but you're not going to make it. We're going to make it by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. God stands behind His Word. His Word is true. He says you're forgiven, you're forgiven. Whether you feel like it or not, you are. He says, you're baptized, you're my child, you're His child, and you sit here today. Whether you think or so or not, you're the child of God by baptism. You're His. He loves you. He's with you. He'll take you to heaven. He's called you. He chose you before the foundation of the world, Ephesians says. He'll do it. My neighbor the other day promised to cut my grass. She went away on vacation for 2 weeks, and when she went away, she told us she was going away. And I said, well, I'll cut your grass because the grass is growing quite wildly with all the rain we've had. So I cut her grass for her, and she made the promise, I'll cut your grass. And I didn't really agree to it, but I kind of agreed to it. You know how you are. Well, not you don't really have to do that, but I'd sure like you to do it. You don't really have to do that. I'd sure like you to do it. You know how that goes. And so the other day I was out cutting my grass, and I'm not Chris Broyles. I don't have the riders. I have to push. And my neighbor's on her front porch watching me with a cool, nice drink of lemonade, sitting in the shade. And I'm thinking, what? Well, are you going to kind of wander over here and take the old lawnmower from fat old Paul here or not? Well, what did she do? She waved. And I didn't say anything. You know how these things are. We say we're going to do things, but we don't do them. We promise things, but then we forget. Didn't get around to it. So sorry. That is not our God. Our God has gotten around to it. He gave us His beloved Son. He's given us the Holy Spirit. Our God speaks, it's true. Count on it. Today we ponder the Holy Spirit in this summer season. He is the wind. He's the fire. He's the counselor. He's the dove. He's the oil. And today we learn He is the guarantee of our inheritance. Praise be to God for the gift of the Spirit, the best guarantee we're ever going to get. Amen.